Multiple counties around the Bay Area have passed ice-free zone ordinances, including San Francisco, Alameda, and Pinole counties. These ordinances restrict the ability of federal immigration and custom enforcement agents to access city and county property and personnel for their immigration operations. Protesters with the Democratic Socialists of America, or DSA, hope that Marin County will follow suit. One protester, Peter Goetz, spoke Tuesday at the protest about the county's current policies and what the ice-free ordinance will change.
The county is now making it too easy for them, to show up and pick people up and to add to their numbers. So if it's not that easy, we've done our job.
But Goetz says the Board of Supervisors has been unresponsive so far, refusing to hold a hearing to discuss the issue.
They're silent. They're sitting on their hands. They haven't even agendized this issue. Normally, you would put this on your agenda, you would discuss it, look into it, the different supervisors would tell their opinions, and then they would have a vote. Nothing. So it's not on the agenda.
DSA organizers say they also have concerns over how much the Marin Sheriff's Office works with ICE. They allege that the Sheriff's Office communicates with ICE about the custody release of undocumented individuals, something that may violate state law. California's Value Act, or SB 54, prohibits local police from assisting in federal immigration enforcement unless an individual has committed a predicate offense generally classified as a serious or violent crime. KPFA reported in April on an ICE arrest inside a county jail in Sonoma County, where Sonoma immigrant rights groups flagged concerns about local police violating the Values Act. Now in Marin, Goetz shares a similar sentiment.
We don't believe that our sheriff should be supporting ICE in picking people up. We believe that the sheriff should be protecting the citizens here from danger, from serious criminals.
On their government website, the Marin Sheriff's Office claims they do not participate with ICE in civil immigration enforcement. However, they do warn that, quote, ICE has access to certain federal and state-level criminal law enforcement databases. So while we don't share that information, ICE may still learn about someone's criminal record or that they're being held in a county jail through other sources, end quote. The Marin DSA chapter says it plans to continue attending the Board of Supervisors' public hearings until its demands are met and the county acts. Goetz and fellow protester Vanessa Mejia said they would keep pushing the county to uphold basic democratic principles.
We believe in due process. We believe in constitutional rights. We believe that our immigrant neighbors are residents of our county, and we want them to be protected and safe. They're all families. They work here. They pay taxes. Their children need their parents to be with them.
Less politics, more humanity.
Beautiful.
Neither the Marin County Board of Supervisors nor the Marin County Sheriff's Office responded for comment. For KPFA News, I'm Cade Young.